Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Yeah. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Oh, I love that. It doesn't show. Alrighty. Nope, here we go. Let's say our pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do you want the opening prayers and verses? And All right. Here we go with our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray these prayers and make these declarations boldly through the blood of Jesus as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit In Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the Word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And let's pray our two verses over Israel, over the United States of America, over every lost person in our lives. And we even pray these over the terrorists and those supporting them. Ephesians 1:17, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. In Jeremiah 24:7, God, give them a heart to know you, that you are the Lord, and they shall be your people, and you will be their God, for they shall return to you with their whole hearts. And let's also pray the blood of Jesus speaks a better word. The blood of every martyr, every fallen soldier, every victim of terrorism, every child that has been aborted cries out today, Father, bring heaven's justice against these workers of iniquity who pervert justice and have no regard for life. We ask for your mercy. We repent of the sins of the nations of the world. We seek your face. We turn from our wicked ways. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and heal our land. Amen. And yep. Unless you wanted me to do more, I can. All right. Let me find it. I don't know. All right. Yeah. Vengeance and recompense. Yeah. Well, here we go. The prayer of vengeance and recompense for the United States of America. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace, standing in the gap and interceding for the United States of America. You are the just God of all the earth, sitting on your throne of judgment, the high court of heaven. You, Lord, execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. You are the Lord Sabaoth, ruler over all, and God of the innumerable host of angels that fight against our enemies and avenge us of our adversaries. Beside you, there is no Savior. Because of your great love toward us and your love for justice, you continually care for the United States of America. You are continually upholding justice, ruling from your throne in heaven. You cause any enemy that comes out against us to flee in seven ways. Lord, we thank you that your eyes are upon the United States of America and your ears are open to our prayers. Now is the set time for your favor for this nation. The enemy's attempts to oppress, harass, and resist your kingdom and its work continually fall short because you dismantle everything that is out of line with heaven's government in this nation. Hear our cry, O Lord. Be gracious and hearken to us. Restore justice and judgment in the United States of America. Bring your righteous judgment upon our adversary and against all that he is doing. Punish and penalize him for what he has put us through. Every suffering, every murder, every humiliation, every shame, every embarrassment, every loss, every entrapment, every sickness, and every other attack of the devil. He is the perpetrator. He is behind all injustices, and we pray in the name of Jesus, deal with him and deliver the United States of America out of every affliction. Restore to this nation everything that deception and lies have stolen from it. And for every good thing that has been delayed, bring it forth now in this season. We decree your vengeance upon every agent of deception, resisting the revival and restoration of the United States of America. Execute vengeance upon the gods of the land that are resisting your plans for this nation. We plead the blood of Jesus over every household, neighborhood, business, church, school, and government office in this land and render every assignment of the enemy against our youth null, void, powerless, and ineffective. We declare that our youth and young adults create and probate the next great revival. We declare that the heavenly angels have been given charge over this nation to protect, guard, and defend it in Jesus' name. Father, execute vengeance against the enemy speedily and bring to the United States of America the recompense that is due it. We release your anointing, love, joy, peace, truth, wisdom, righteousness, faith, holiness, and your word to saturate this entire nation. We ask and receive this by faith and decree that the United States of America is blessed and restored to God's divine order. justice, and authority in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That was my phone. The prayer we just did? I did, but I can put it back up. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace. Four ten is for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works. And God, no. Let us therefore be diligent. 14, seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. That was 14. 15, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. I don't remember what you were, what verse you were looking for. Okay, that's 16. Yeah, that's 16. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Verse 10, for he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there... All right, we're on verse 13. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. And verse 16. 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Yeah. All right. Standing in the gap and interceding for the United States of America. No, but let me keep looking here. No. Ezekiel 22:30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me. No, that is not the right one either. Never mind. It is. And stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land that I should not destroy it. But I found no one. But there's another one that makes up, that talks about making up the hedge. That's the one I was looking for. Not necessarily the one you meant, huh? Oh, my goodness. You're right. Thank you. Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace, standing in the gap and interceding for the United States of America. You are the just God of all the earth, sitting on your throne of judgment, the high court of heaven. I have Genesis 18:25. God Almighty is the judge of all the earth. He sees all. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, Psalms 89:14, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Let me look. You, Lord, execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, or that are oppressed is how they have it. Yeah. Yeah, do you want me to read the whole psalm or just The Lord. Yeah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Do you want me to keep going? All20 after 8. Yes. No. All right, here we go. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Because of the hope which is laid, which has come to you as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth. As you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a fellow faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who also declared to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. What a great thing to pray for someone, that they have all knowledge of his will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Here we go. 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness, and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, for the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. And has anybody seen? There's my mouse. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him, I love this verse, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, God, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. And you who once were alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight. If indeed you continue in faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became. I'm in verse 24 now. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The ministry which has been hidden from all ages and from all generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God wills to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Yeah. Okay. I was muted. Here we go. The hope of glory, verse 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. For I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, and attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the word, and not according to Christ. I believe that's giving into or believing, you know, old wives' tales or grapevine gospel, as they call it, rather than the actual word of Christ. 9. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made with hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with... I know I was doing that a minute ago. I was reading... And no one heard me. Oh, back in chapter 1. All right. 26, the mystery which had been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Thank you. Did we lose you, or did you mute yourself? Well, I'm not sure. There you are. Hello? This muting thing is really funny because it keeps happening to me too. I keep talking and then all of a sudden I realize that I'm muted. And I don't. And again, okay, here we go. I'm just going to keep reading. We were in chapter 2, and it was actually talking then too about walking in, where it said, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him." And that's another great verse to make a confession out of. As I have received Christ Jesus the Lord, I will walk in Him. And then let's do verse 7. Rooted and built up in Him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Okay, we had read all of that, but I remembered that one verse back up there too was another one about walking with Christ. So let's go down to verse 16, Colossians 2:16. And there are some other ones up further to him. Let's start at 11. Here we go. Colossians 2:11. In him, you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him. I am made alive together with Jesus. Having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. Verse 16, here we go. So let no one judge you in food or in drink or regarding a festival or a new moon or Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the substance is of Christ. Let no one cheat you of your reward, taking delight in false humility and worship of angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not beholding fast to the head, from whom all the body, nourished and knit together by joints and ligaments, grown with the increase that is from God. Therefore, if you died with Christ from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations, talking about being under the grace of God or under the law? We're no longer under the law, the regulations in that way. Verse 21, do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion. Isn't that something there? Yeah, that's the traditions of religion. Here we go. False humility and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Chapter 3, if then, thank you. in him, this is verse 9, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head. Eleven. In him you were also circumcised with the circumcision made with hands, by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. No, who is the head of all principality and power? Oh, the Godhead bodily, for in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Ten to nine. Thank you. All right. Yeah, that's what you said. All right, here we go, verse 9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Verse 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The hope of glory. Amen. Thank you. All right. I do not pray.
Okay.
Listen. Can you hear me now? Here we go. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Going ahead someplace, yeah. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one. Yeah. Amen. And that the Amen. Here we go. And that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. He loves us just like he loves Jesus. Here we go. Father, I desire that they also, whom you gave me, may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Hallelujah. Amen. It is 10 after 9. Father, in Jesus' name, I receive the revelation of your holy word tonight. I choose to know you, Jesus. I want to know you, Jesus. I want to understand being one with you. So right now, I just received this message because you have freely given it to me. And I have the mind of Christ. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Trying to pull up the 1 Corinthians verses. Here we go. We'll first read the verses out of the Bible. that are the communion verses when Jesus shared communion with the disciples. Here we go. Oh my. Okay, I'm trying to turn this so that the words are bigger and it's just not going. So we'll just read them like this. Oh, all right. Well, here we go. All right, here we go. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Oh, in 1 John, we're going to 1 John 4, 17 and 18. Actually, I like to do 19. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Amen. Okay, so if, oh my goodness, you know, we've been in the dark all night, haven't we? We apologize for that. Hello. If there is anyone with us that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to do it. You do not have to have the Bible memorized or have your life in order to make that decision. You make the decision and invite Jesus into your heart and life, and he will help you walk with him. And all of those things will come to you. So this is the night you can make this decision. I'm going to put up, I'll share this screen and put up the words to the prayer of salvation, the prayer of salvation that we use. And you can pray that prayer. We'll pray it out loud with you and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. So, and we would love to have you do that with us here today. We are so very close to the end of time as we know it on earth. Jesus is coming back soon. And he needs to be your Lord and Savior for you to go to heaven. You don't want to be left here after the rapture happens. And if you have questions about any of this, if you've thought about this and you're just not sure, please get a hold of us. Our contact information is in the notes at the end of every program. You can also go to SamuelJCottle.com. That's the Community of Faith webpage. And our contact information is there. Email Pastor. Get a hold of us. We'll help answer any questions you have, bring any understanding. This is nothing to mess around with. And, you know, it's just if Jesus tarries for another who knows how many years, it is a beautiful, beautiful decision. This changes your entire life. Besides changing your eternity, it's such a beautiful life to live with Jesus as your Savior. So please make that decision. So anyways, we're going to pray the prayer and then you'll be free to receive communion with us. So here we go. I'm going to share the screen. And here, or pray this out loud from the very depths of your heart, as if this is going to change your life, because it will. It will change your life and your eternity. So here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me, so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and that you died for me and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life, and make you my Lord and Savior. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the Word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So like we said, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, please get a hold of us. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We're so happy to have you with us, and please get a hold of us and let us know. We have thousands of videos that are on YouTube. If you have questions about things, we can send you a link to one of our videos to help bring understanding. They're all free of charge. And help us know how to walk out your new Christian life. And for now, you're free to receive communion with us. So we're going to pray over our elements, and then I'll also put up our prayer, the communion prayer. We'll first pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it as well. Okay, so lift up your communion elements and let's pray. Father, I bless these communion elements and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And now here we go. Let me share the screen again. And here is our communion prayer. Whoops, let me get myself off of here. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And here's the prayer. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world wherever you send me or this prayer. I receive the bread, your body broken now in Jesus' name. And let's receive the bread together. We thank you, Lord. We are always and forever grateful for everything you suffered to save us. And now lift up your juice and let's pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. And here's the prayer. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. And now let's receive the juice together. Father, we thank you for your cleansing, healing, life-giving blood in Jesus' name. Away my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? But the blood of Jesus, oh, precious is the blood that makes me white as snow. No wonder I know nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yes. I'll put a notice on the family thread too earlier in the day on Saturday to remind everybody. Well, you're getting set up, Rebecca. We're so glad to have you with us. Mom Cottle is with us Sunday over on in Justin. Welcome, Justin. Glad to have you guys with us. And thank you. Yeah, and thank you, Rebecca, for putting verses in. Bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you. And it may be so soon, so soon. Excited when Pastor said he was seeing those prisms of light going up tonight. It was like, hallelujah. It's tonight's the night. Amen. Thank you for being here. We love you all. We'll be back in the morning. Aiden. I was. We'll be back 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Whoops, here I go again in the dark. God bless you too, Phyllis. Thank you for reading. It sounded very good. Yeah, good. All right, we love you all. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. God bless your sleep. We love you, and God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Amen.
Thank you.